Hey guys, it's Psychology Babe, and today I'm going to talk to you about forgiving yourself. And I want you to forgive yourself for loving people who did you wrong, befriending people who betrayed your trust, all of the things that you've done that you feel like you were just naive and stupid and dumb and you're mad at yourself. How could I not know? How could I just be so? Let me tell you something. You weren't stupid. You weren't gullible. You weren't naive. You just loved people. And really, that's the simple answer. And I know a lot of people are going to say, yeah, you know, you are. You're naive. You're stupid because you should have known better. You should have. This is the thing. You don't know better because you've never dealt with these people. You've never dealt with those kinds of people. And another reason why you're not going to know is because you're not like those people. Let me tell you something. If you're not the type of person who goes around trying to hurt people, you know, you're not deceitful, you're not a liar, you're not a cheater, you're not, you know, you're just not trying to always, it's everything's not just about you. When you don't live in that world, when that's not who you are, you are just, you're full of love. And so you don't get that. So you know, when you run into people like that, it's hard for you to comprehend this stuff because you're like, it's so far from who you are. And that's just the truth. So I hate when people try to say that you're just naive or, you know, and the people who do these things and get over on you, you know, they consider you to be so stupid. Oh, they're just so stupid. You know, I can do whatever I want to, no matter what I do. They take me back. They come back. Even if I betray them, they come back. They're either still in a relationship with me or they're still friends with me. And the thing about it is, though, that you're not stupid. You're not crazy. You loved these people, no matter who it was, whether it was a partner or it was a friend or whoever. You loved these people. And to have the ability to love people is a gift. It is, because a lot of people don't have that. And I feel sorry for these people who don't have that. Because in truth, when these people do that, you know, and you take them back, that's out of love. It's really not out of stupidity or just because they, you know, they think they're pulling the wool over your eyes. They just think you're so stupid. They do. But you're not. What they will never understand is that you do take them back and you do that out of love. Because trust me, you're not stupid. You know that they've lied. You know that they betrayed you. How many times has someone taken someone back that you know, has cheated on them? But you love the person, but you knew they cheated. You really knew it. It was a fact, and you still took them back. People have done other things. People lie. They cheat. They sully your name. They go around. They make up all these lies about you and tell people false things about you, trying to make people, you know, think horribly of you and all these kinds of things. And you still will take people back. So it's not out of stupidity or dumbness or craziness or just, oh, they're so, I could just do whatever and whatever. It's love, which is something they'll never understand. Now, I'm not trying to say it's right before anybody comes at me and like, yeah, but that's what gets you into trouble. Let me tell you something. There will never, ever, and hear me clearly, there will never be anything wrong with love. Now, can it get you hurt sometimes because you're trusting? Well, technically, love doesn't get you hurt. It's the people who are doing all the damage. They're the ones that hurt you. See, I don't want to fall into that trap, you know, because I'm always preaching about that. The love doesn't hurt. The people who do all of this damage, those are the people that hurt you in the name of love, what they call love. They're not really loving you because love doesn't hurt you. When you really love people, you go out of your way not to hurt people. But see, I just want the people who are doing all of these things and who think people are just so stupid and so dumb, I'm going to tell you who's going to be the loser in this equation. Because these people are never ever going to find someone who loves them the way that you do, the way that we do, the way that you put the love and trust into these people. And they're going to be the loser because one day they're going to run into someone that they really, really love. Like they love this person with everything. It may not be you, but they're going to run into someone that they love so much. And that person's just going to break their heart in two. And then they're going to understand that pain and what they caused someone else. But see, some people don't understand that until that happens to them, until they get a dose of what they've been dishing out all those years. They don't get it because to them, as I said, it's just a game and you're just an idiot and you're stupid and you can just, they can just get over on you. So I'm coming on here to just tell you to forgive yourself. Don't sit here and beat yourself up. Don't be angry at yourself. You're just the type of person who loves, you care about people. You care about their feelings. You know, life is not all just about you and what you want. You're not selfish. You don't care, you know, about hurting everyone and just not looking back. You know, there's people who just, they go from person to person to person, just causing devastation and havoc everywhere they go. And they don't care. But see, one day, they are going to run into someone that they care about and that they love. If they have that capacity inside of them, and I think that we all do. A lot of people push it away or push it to the side because they choose to be an ego and live in an energy that's not good. And that's their right. But forgive yourself, seriously, because truthfully, we will. Sometimes you can't even move forward. You can't even keep going because you're so angry. Not only are you angry with them, but you're so angry with yourself. You really are. Like, you will beat yourself up. I should have known better. Why didn't I see it? Why didn't I this? And why didn't I that? And why did I do this? And why did I take them back? And why did I this? Because you love them and you were hoping that at some point they would see that. But there are a lot of people who, it's not even that they don't see it. They don't want to see it. They don't care. So let's stop saying that they don't see it because people are not stupid. People are not stupid. The one thing people are not is stupid. I mean, people know. People know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly how you feel about them. They know that you love them. They know that you want them. And what they do, as I've said many times before, is they weaponize that. They take that love and they weaponize it against you because they know you love them so much, because they know that they can screw up and you're going to keep taking them back. But the basis of it is that they know how much you love them. And I think that that is one of the worst things. I've said it many times that you can do to a person, to take the love that someone has for you and use that. Why would you do that? Like, even if you don't want it, you know, in the best way possible, tell the person and let them go on their way. But when you know that and you use that to your advantage at every turn at every chance you get to hurt them and just whatever, I'm just going to use them until I can just use them up. Because I'm not trying to say that it's not okay to love people. Don't get me wrong. I am not trying to say that every time you love someone, they're going to love you back. People have a right to love who they love, and it may not be you. And that is okay. I know that is a harsh truth, but it's the truth. Just because you love someone does not mean they have to love you back. But what I am trying to say is that if you don't love someone back, let the person go on their way, so that they can find someone who does love them back. But when you know that you don't love someone back, but you decide to keep them in your life because you know how much they love you, how much they want you, and you're going to milk that and work that until you cannot any longer, and you're going to do the most damage that you can possibly do to this person, something is seriously wrong with you, and you need to seek help. But again, you will reap what you sow. And there will come a time when you are in love with someone and you care for them deeply and you want them deeply, and they're not going to want you, or they're going to just use you and break your heart the way that you did for everyone else. Let me tell you something. There's nothing that you can do. You cannot hide. People think that a lot of times, you know, in life, people are just under this perception or misconception, whatever the word is, whatever, however you want to say it. They are under this illusion. Let's just say this, that, you know, you think that you're hiding something. And it's very true that you can hide things from people because people aren't with you all of the time. They, you know, so you can't see what a person's doing, but you can't hide it from the Most High. And that's something that people need to understand. Everything that you do is seen. Everything that you do, everything that you say, it's seen. You can always think that you're hiding things and you're being sneaky and no one knows and all of these things. The Most High knows, and more importantly, you know as well. You know too. You know what you're doing, and you've got to live with yourself. People know what they're doing. See, this is why a lot of people can't be alone with themselves, because if they have to be alone with themselves, they have to really look at themselves. They can't even look at themselves in the mirror. That's why they can't look at you either. You know, a person who does dirt all of the time and is just a shady person, they can never look you in the eyes. They're always going to be looking around, looking down, looking somewhere. They can never look you in your eyes and talk to you. You know why? Because of that shame and guilt, because they really know who they are. They try to pretend like they're this big, you know, I'm just this player. I'm whatever, and I'm this person. I don't care about anybody, and I'm this, that, and the third. But if you can't look at yourself, you know who you are. You know who you are. You can't look at yourself. You can't look at anyone else. And that's why you just jump and jump and jump. It's like, I've got to be with someone. I got to be with someone because I can't sit still. If I sit still, then I actually have to think about who I am and how I treat people. So it's just important for me to get people to understand, please forgive yourself. Seriously, whatever it is that you have done, whatever it is that you have said, forgive yourself. And especially if you have loved someone who has not loved you back, or even, like I said, friendship, it really doesn't matter. Just forgive yourself for all of the times that you didn't have your back. You didn't have your own back. Like, you didn't take care of yourself, for all the times that you put other people's needs and wants and happiness and everything above your own. Now, don't get me wrong. I know there are times where, you know, we want other people to be happy. You know, our children and people that we love and people who love us back. Of course, I'm not saying like that. But I mean, when you are just so focused on someone else and making them the center of everything and making sure they're okay, and they're giving you nothing. They're giving you absolutely nothing because they don't care. They just want to use you up because they know that you love them. They know that you care. You know, when a person tells you, I know you want me, that's a person who, that's all they want to do is take advantage of you. They don't care. They don't love you. They don't care. They know that, and that gives them power. But all you have to do is take your power back. Say, oh, you're so sure that I want you. Is that right? Well, we'll see. See, because you have the power to take it back. The same way that you give it to people, you can take that back. And you have to understand, and I've heard this many times, you had a life before you met this person, and you'll have a life after them. I know it doesn't seem like it, and I know it hurts and it feels awful and you don't want to deal with it, but you will. You had a life before you met them, and you have to remember that, and you have to get back to having a life after them, because that's what they want. They want you to sit there and be depressed and be sad and not get involved with anyone else and not have any friends and not go out and just sit and sulk over them. But meanwhile, what are they doing? They're out living their life. They're out partying, out with their friends, out with other people, you know, just living life, not giving a care, because that's who they are. Those are the kinds of people that they are. But we're not going to turn into those types of people. Don't turn into a person like that, but you can forgive yourself. You were not dumb. You were not stupid. You were not gullible. You were not anything. You were in love. It's nothing wrong with loving your friends. It's nothing wrong with loving your partner or the person who's supposed to be your partner. It's nothing wrong with that. That's what you do. You give your all. And see, for the people who abuse that, then they make you feel that way. They make you beat up on yourself for something that is a basic, something that God gave us, the ability to love. We're supposed to love each other. We're supposed to take care of each other. But we live in a world where there are people who are just selfish and narcissistic, and they don't care. And this can include friends or relatives, whatever. They're just people who don't care about other people. And so you have to forgive yourself for loving these people, because that's what it was. It wasn't stupidity. It wasn't that you just, you know, oh, they're just so dumb and they're just so gullible and I could just do whatever I want to and I could just this, that, and the third. No, actually, they loved you. And I know in their mind, they want to believe that. They are always thinking that they're getting over on someone. You're not truly ever getting over, because what you're doing is going to come to the light eventually at some point. It will. It may take a while. It might not be right away, but it's eventually going to come to the light. So you're the one that's sad in this situation. Because I truly do. I feel sad for people who can't love, who don't. And I get it. You know, people want to say, oh, you know, people have trauma and it's just, and I get it. You know, I have sympathy for all of that. But at some point, you cannot let whatever damaged you, whatever trauma you had, you cannot let that be your excuse for hurting other people. It can't be, not for the rest of your life. You know, the other day, you know, I try to post positive things. I try to keep people uplifted and motivated. And, you know, you'll post things sometimes and people will go, oh, well, that's good in theory, but, you know, this, that, and the third. And I get where they're coming from. Don't get me wrong. I really, really do. But at the end of the day, because, you know, people will say, well, it's not that easy to put it, you know, it's not to put in practice. You know, that's great in theory to say that you just need to do this and you need to do that. And I get it. But, you know, my answer to that person was, but the point is that sometimes you just have to get tired. You have to get tired of being tired. Like, you've got to say enough is enough. If you want to change something, you're the only person that can do that.
You know, a person can give you all the tools in the world, but you're the only person that can apply them. So it's going to be up to you. You know, you can sit forever and complain about your life and talk about how awful it is, or you can do something. And I know sometimes you don't know what that is, or you don't know how to start, or you don't know, but just do something. You know, because the only other alternative is just to sit there and keep complaining about it. And it's the same way with people who say, oh, well, they're like that, and they treat people like that because they had this trauma and their life was so horrible growing up. Okay, but it does not give you the right to grow up and become this human being who just is callous and careless with other people's feelings, and you just hurting everybody because you were hurt. Well, they did this to me when I was younger. Yeah, those people. Not the people that you guys are getting involved with, though. The people you're getting involved with are innocent. You are hurting innocent people who did nothing to you except love you. That's what people have got to get. You cannot go through your life punishing other people for something that happened to you from a specific group of people. These people didn't even know you when you were growing up, half of them. You know what I mean? They met you as an adult. They had nothing to do with your mom, your dad, your relatives, whatever happened to you. And I'm not minimizing that or making light of it, but people have got to understand. So you either go get help so that you can be a better person. You can be a functioning human being, a better person, and have a better life. Or you just continue to go through life hurting people. Using the excuse that, well, when I was younger, people did this to me and people did that. And again, not minimizing. But what are you going to do about it? Because in life, those are the two choices that you have. You either stay stuck or you do something about it. And that's for everything. That's life. You either stand still or you move forward. I mean, because you shouldn't be going backwards. So you're either going to stand still or you're just going to go forward. It's one or the other. I mean, you don't have a choice. That's it, pretty much. So a lot of people, though, like I said, they would just go through life and say, oh, well, you know, I just, you know, I've just been hurt and this, that, and the third. And I don't know how to love people. And this is just what I was taught. And this is what I saw. And this is, you're an adult. You're an adult. And honestly, it's the truth, because the excuses get old after a while. See, I'm the type of person, I'm going to be the one you come to and I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not an enabler. Never have been, never will be. I'm not going to enable you. I'm not going to enable your dysfunction. I'm not. I don't care who it is. If you come to me, if you talk to me, whatever it is, the case is, I'm going to tell you the truth about the situation. Now, it may not be what you want to hear or what you like, but it's going to be the truth. And I'm not going to hold back, because I'm trying to help. I'm never trying to hinder. And I'm absolutely not trying to enable. And I won't enable. And it's the same way what I said about the life story. A person's like, oh, well, those quotes are great and it's wonderful in theory. But no, it's not about that, because you've got to do the next step. You've got to do the next part. A person can't come in and just make your life better for you. At some point, you have to make your life better for yourself. You got to just say, I'm tired of this. And I don't care, and I get it. And sometimes you're living with people and you can't walk away and you can't get away, but you can start making plans. You can do little things. Okay, well, I want to be out of here by next year. Say you do live with someone, because part of this person's problem, you know, you live with someone, whether it's a parent or a spouse, whoever, and you don't want to be there or whatever, and you want to get, because the person's so negative and they, you know, maybe you got a narcissistic parent or something like that, but make plans. Like, you may not be able to just get up and walk out right away, right then and there, but you can make plans. Okay, within a year, I want to be out of here. Within 2 years, I want to be out of here. Start making plans for your life and for your future, instead of just sitting there and staying there and then complaining about it. That's all I'm saying. You have the power to have a better life and a different life. And it's the same way for these narcissistic and all these people who have problems and issues. You can get help if you really want it, because the truth of the matter is, mental health is huge right now, and there is help everywhere, is all I'm saying. You can get help. You have to ask for it. You have to want it. No one can want it for you more than you want it for yourself. That's all I'm saying. Now, I'm not trying to say that people don't have serious issues and problems, and I would never make light of that. But at some point, you got to take responsibility for your own life. It's no one else's job but yours. And so the choice is to just stay there and just keep complaining. And the choice is to continue to stay how you are, even though you know you're hurting people. But some people enjoy that, though. It's the enjoyment of, oh, I know how much this person loves me. They'll do anything for me. And I just treat them with so much disrespect, and they just keep taking me back. Let me tell you something. You will never, ever find someone to love you like that again. When you mistreat a person who literally really loves you, because let me tell you something, it takes a lot of strength as a person to take people back who have betrayed you, who have hurt you. And I'm not saying that you have to, but just realistically, everyone has probably most of the time. Now, there may be some people say, no, you betrayed me. It's one and done. And that's great. That is. That's wonderful. But, you know, a lot of us have we had work to do to get to that point. So you're going to take people back. They screw up. You're going to take them back because you love them. But see, people think that you're so, those are the strong ones though. See, those people think that those are the weak people, and they will never understand how strong those people really are though, because it takes a strong person to know that someone lied or cheated or was with someone else or whatever they did or slandered your name and all of these things. And to take that person back out of love, because that's what you feel like. You think that it's love, and it is love on your end. It's not love on theirs. Of course, as you do the work, you start to understand that it's about self-love. And so you don't have enough self-love, and you're allowing people to do things to you that you would never, once you learn to love yourself, those are things that you would never put up with. Absolutely. But at the core of everything, it still boils down to love. And they will never get what that's like because they don't love people like that. They don't know what it means to love someone that deeply. And that's sad though for them. It really, it's sad to live a superficial fake life where you can never be real with someone, where you can never really, I kid you not, I'm not joking. Some of these disorders and some of this stuff is just so horrible because truthfully, these people are empty shells. They don't ever feel fulfilled. They don't know what it's like to have deep, meaningful, real relationships with people. Can you imagine that? I can't, and I wouldn't want to imagine it. I always want to have the ability to love someone and be real with them and be honest and be deep and have that connection. Some of these people will never have a connection with anyone because they don't know what it's like. They just do things out of attention and for lust and for their flesh. It's never coming from love and truth and honesty. So who wants to be like that? That's not anything to celebrate, but these people do. But I want you to know that loving someone, there's nothing wrong with it. I understand that it may cause pain or come with some pain or whatever, but that's why it's so important that you don't let these people take that from you. Because that's exactly what they want. Please hear that. Some people want to extinguish your ability to love. They want you to be so angry and stressed out and hurt that you don't ever want to love anybody again. Trust me. And it takes a while to learn that because in the beginning, you give them that. You're so pissed off and angry and mad. You don't want to talk to anyone else. You don't want to love people. You don't want to have friends. You don't want to because you don't trust anybody. But if you do all of that, they win. All of the people who've betrayed you and hurt you, if you live your life like that, they win. That's why people say the best revenge is to go on and live your life and be happy. That's what that means. It's not just a little saying. You know, you see that and you're like, oh, yeah, go ahead and live my life and be happy. Well, I'm not happy. I'm angry. Truthfully, that's what that means. That's the best revenge because they don't get the last laugh. If you go on and live your life and you are happy and you are loving and you are still kind and you make new friends and you meet a new partner who is loving and kind and treating you the way that you should have been treated all along, that is like that's it. Game is over completely. You win. And I hate to put it that way, but it's the truth. Don't let them take that away from you. Go on, forgive. Forgive them and forgive yourself. You don't have to beat yourself up. Don't stay in that. Because you will. You'll be so angry and so mad at yourself. Oh, I just can't believe I stayed that long. I can't believe I let them do this. I can't believe I took them back. I can't believe I can't believe she did this to me or he did this. You know, whether it's your friends, all of these things, you just get so angry. I should have seen this and I should have seen that. Well, honestly, no, you shouldn't have because you don't operate that way. See, what I've learned is I'm not going to compare myself to people that I don't operate like. I'm done doing that. I'm done trying to figure these people out. Why am I trying to figure out people that I have nothing in common with? I thought that I did, but I don't. They're not like me. So I'm not going to try to figure out how their brain works. Why do that? Because it doesn't work like mine, because I'm not trying to hurt people. I'm not trying to betray people. I'm not trying to smear someone's name. I'm not trying to gang stalk people. I'm not trying, you know, all these things that people do to be evil and mean and nasty. You're not doing those things. So don't worry about them and how their mind works. Stop thinking like that. See, we'll spend time doing that. But when you start realizing, wait a second, you know, I'm not like these people. What am I doing? It's just like sometimes you see stories, whatever you see, news stories, different things, and people do things. Haven't you ever seen that? And you just be like, oh my God, like these people's mind. Like, who even thinks of that? You know why it's so crazy to you? Because you're not like that. You don't know what that's like. It's foreign to you. Things like that don't even cross your mind. Because you're a kind, loving person. You care about other people. People who are selfish and mean and self-absorbed and live in their ego and they're just all about attention and their flesh and all of these things. Those are people who don't care. Those are people who do things like that. Don't try to figure that out. Don't try to understand that. It's okay. You did yours from the right side. You came from love. That's all you can do. Okay, it didn't work out, but you came from a good place. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to tell yourself. I know that I was 100. You know, I kept it real. I was honest. I came from a good place. Now, just because this person didn't want to accept it, that's just because they didn't love me back, does not mean I got to start questioning myself. Doesn't mean that I got to start beating myself up. You don't. You do not. All you got to do is say, we're two different people. They're just on a whole different level. They're on another side than I am. Understand how they work. Understand who they are. And that's all you say. And then you just move away from people like that. And you start gravitating to people who are more like you. And trust and believe, after you go through a few of these episodes of meeting people like this, you'll get it. You'll be better able to use your intuition, your discernment to gravitate to people who, because you'll start picking up on the signs. Like, you won't be so blind. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'll be easier to spot them. That's all I'm saying. Maybe not blind, but you'll be able to better, like, you won't just let things slide. You know how, like, somebody may do something and you kind of just let it slide, even though you really don't like it. You're kind of like, well, see, that's a red flag. That's one that just went up, but you ignored it. Well, next time, after you've dealt with all these types of people, when you meet someone else and a red flag comes up, you're not going to ignore it this time. You're going to be like, oh, okay. Mm-mm. You know, you saw something that you didn't like and you're going to speak on it. And if it changes, great. If it doesn't, then you know you need to move on. You're better able to discern, which is so great. You know what I mean? So everything is a lesson. Everything in life is truly a lesson. And I get it. Hey, sometimes you get tired of taking all these tests. Trust and believe. I know. You are like, I think I've passed everything. Is there anything else that I need? I feel like I've passed every lesson possible. So I get it. But it's so valuable. At the end of the day, all of the lessons are so valuable. And none of it is meant for your harm. I know it feels like it sometimes and it seems like it. And you're just like, oh man, I just can't. You feel so defeated sometimes and tired, but you keep going. You just keep going. That's the thing. You don't let anybody stop you and you don't let anybody get you down. You know why? Because you are a fighter. You are a warrior and you have love inside of you. And anybody who's got the ability to love is on the winning side. And that's just the truth. I mean, that's honestly the truth. You keep going and you don't let people defeat you because that's what they want to do. They do. They want to stop you. They know who you are. They see your light. They see the love that you have. They see. And a lot of times people will do you dirty like that too, because they do see it. Even in your friend group, which is so sad. People see who you are. They see how people love you. You know, one of my favorite sayings that I see all the time, you know, is people hate you because of the way other people love you. And they do. When people gravitate to you, people like you, they love you, they're around you. People want to know, well, why do they like her so much and why don't they like me? See, those are people that aren't living in their, that's what I'm saying, those types of people. Don't try to figure people out like that. Because I don't have time to be jealous and envious of things like that. If I see somebody who has a light, I'm going to gravitate towards it too and celebrate in that light. and shine my light with them. But I'm not going to be jealous of their light or try to put out their light. That's not my first thought. You see what I'm saying? So you just have a whole different mentality. And that's when you start understanding, okay, I don't need to figure this person out. Like, I'm done. Because this is the thing. There will be people that you love and they will do things and do things and do things. And you will love them and love them. But everybody has a breaking point. Everyone. And there will come a time where you're not going to, okay, that's it. That's done. Because now I really see that you just really... Like this is never going to change. Like, you're just going to continuously keep disrespecting me. You think in your mind that the love that you keep giving them is going to change them from who they are. Well, they have to see it. Eventually, they're going to see how much I love them. Eventually, they'll see that I'm... No. People like that don't see anything except for what they want to see. They see abusing you. They see the good in making you feel bad and making you cry and making you hurt or making you feel left out. You know, when your friends do that, they go on these trips or do all of these things, but nobody told you or invited you. I'm just saying, see, those are the things when they want to exclude you or make you feel bad. There are people who go out of their way purposely in your groups, friends and things, to leave you out. Oh, well, we forgot. I thought this person was going to tell you. And I thought, you know, I'm just saying, people make up all kinds of stories. But the basis of it was to leave you out because they didn't want you to go, because they know you steal the show wherever you go. And it's sad that your friends have to be jealous of you. If you're friends with people, you're supposed to be friends. You're not supposed to be sitting around jealous. That's what I don't understand. It's like that in relationships, friendships, coworkers. People are so jealous of other people. I constantly have to tell people this. Nothing that is for you is going to miss you. God is limitless. God has enough for everyone. He's not going to run out of anything at all, ever. And more people need to get that. And what I'm saying is, if you got that and you understood that, you wouldn't be so jealous of other people. Why do they have to have this? And why did they get this opportunity? And why did they get this? And I get it. I'm not saying in the course of your life, you never question like, well, why don't, but see, once that's about learning who you are, learning about who he is, and just learning. If you learn knowledge, you know, it's knowledge is something that people can't take away from you. And the sad thing is that a lot of people don't have knowledge and they're not willing to learn. They don't care. They don't. A lot of people just want other people to tell them things, or they want to be told what to do. And half the time they listen to other people, let people influence them. I mean, I'm saying they don't really make up their own minds and try to figure things out for themselves. That's why a lot of people get in trouble with their friends. If you're the type of person who can't stand up for yourself and think for yourself, you're going to let people just run your life and tell you what to do. And they're going to run you straight in the ground. I'm just saying. But just understand that there's enough for everyone. I wouldn't care what another person got. It's still not going to stop me from getting what I'm going to get. Whatever's meant for me, I'm going to get it. What is mine will always be mine, and nothing and no one can stop it. If God wants me to have it, I'm going to have it. I don't care how much you have. I don't care how much she has. I don't care how much they have. I don't care how much anyone else has. Do you understand? So that is the basis of not having to have jealousy and envy in your heart when you understand. See, we live down here by man's law and what we see in this reality and what man, you know, man is not the end of anything. Man doesn't control anything. I mean, it's so much bigger than that. And you don't have to worry about not having enough or God running out of anything. No, if I don't get my little slice of the pie, I'm not going to have anything. No, you're not going to get anything because you're too busy living in envy. Envy is a sin. You're not supposed to be envying people and coveting what someone else has. You're not. So that's all I'm saying. A lot of that jealousy and envy in friends groups and all these things would be, you're supposed to celebrate your friends when they're doing well or they get an opportunity or something comes along. You're supposed to be happy for them, but you will be amazed at how much people just sit and hate on people. Well, why them? And why did they get this? And why did they get this opportunity? And why do they have this many people following them? And why did they get this opportunity? And just all of these things. And why did they get this new house? And why did they get this new car? And why did they... Really? You can't be happy for them because you don't have it. Did you ever stop and think and ask yourself why you don't have it though? Because you're too busy hating on them for having it. So it's just, it's crazy. So don't feel bad for being the type of person that you are. Loving, kind, you're happy for other people, you know that what's for you is not going to miss you. You don't have to worry. So you don't have to live with jealousy and hate. And you're not out here trying to use people just because you were hurt when you were younger or whatever happened to you. And again, not minimizing it at all, but it's time to grow up and get some help. It is. I've said many times, there may not have been things that you could do about things when you were younger, but you can do something about them now. If you're an adult, you need to take the adult version of you and say, I'm not going to continue to allow these people who hurt me when I was younger to continue hurting me, because that's what they're doing. They're still hurting you. You're still letting them hurt you in your life as an adult. Everything they did to you, it's staying with you. But you can go and you can talk it out. You can get help. You can get professional help, whatever. You can get help to become a better person, but you've got to want that. It's got to be on you. You have to want to not be that type of person anymore. You have to say, I don't want to keep hurting people, and especially not people that I care about. Because sometimes, believe it or not, sometimes people can care about people and they can still hurt them. But go get help if you don't want to be that person. Now, you can't say you don't want to hurt people, but you refuse to go get help. You can't keep saying that, because that's just a lie. That's just you trying to say it so that people feel sorry for you. No, really, go get help so you can stop hurting people. But forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. We've all been there. You give people more chances than they deserve. But it's out of love. You do. I mean, you know, because I'm the type of person that, you know, I can get angry with someone and they make me so mad. And I just be like, oh, like, I'm never going to do anything for this person. I don't want to this and that. And you swear you're never going to talk to them again and different things. And you can never do it. Or you can never be them. I mean, like, you say... I'm going to treat people the way they treat me, and I'm going to do it. And how many times do you say that? And you can never do it. I literally can never do it, because that's just not me. It's not how I'm built. And I'm not going to let them turn me into that. You're tempted sometimes. You think, oh, I'm going to treat people the way they treat me. I'm going to be like that too. Why should I care about people? Nobody cares about me. I'm getting hurt. But you can't do it. You can't. You're built different. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So the best revenge is to move forward and have a happy life so that they know that they didn't break you and they didn't win. So forgive them and forgive yourself, because you are a kind, loving, amazing person. And one day you're going to find someone who understands that, who sees that. They're not going to use that against you. They're going to love you back. Have a good one.